You know, last year, the Department of Education in Washington suggested, and they may be right, that we overstate the dropout problem because nearly half of the people who drop out eventually come back and get their GED. My answer to that is, so what? They lose whatever time they lose when they drop out. They're less likely to go on to college than people who graduate from high school on time. And even high school graduates are earning 28% less than they were 15 years ago if they're under 25. They're getting murdered in this economy. And when Europe unifies in 1992 economically and has the biggest market in the world, 50% bigger than ours, with a workforce far better educated, going through far more rigorous educational standards early, except for all of our people who go on to college for 2 years, which is just half of them, we're liable to get blistered even more. And when the Koreans and the Taiwanese get through moving on Japan and all the other emerging economies in Asia get stronger and bigger, we're going to get blistered even more unless we do a better job. So don't you let everybody tell you that this is not a big deal. This is worse for you than you think it is. However bad you think it is, it's worse. It is a big deal. At a very minimum, it's going to lead to a splitting apart of this society economically in ways that will make it very hard for us to hold the boat together in the years ahead. So what are we going to do about it? The one thing we must not do is to make it easier to succeed in school. It must be harder, not easier. And I argue that you'll have more people staying in and more people doing better if you raise academic standards than if you lower them. Do not make it easier. We're going to get killed. We're already last or next to the last in all internationally competitive tests. Why? How could we not be? By the time somebody's a junior or senior starts taking these tests, they spotted our competition 2 to 3 years in time on the job. So the last thing we want to do is to make it easier. We need to make it more rigorous. And you know what? If you do, you'll have more people staying in. A couple of years ago, we started giving an 8th grade test before kids could go on to college. I mean, go on to high school. We don't have a high school exit test. We have an 8th grade test. We have a junior high school exit test. And you can't go to high school unless you pass it. People said, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that. You're going to have an exploding dropout rate. You're going to have social chaos in the rural areas, the poor people. It's going to be a disaster. The sky will fall. First year we gave it on a test basis and the failure rate was pretty high. Next year we gave it for real. The failure rate dropped. Next year the failure rate dropped again. We give it at the 3rd, 6th, and 8th grade. I was in a school district the other day where 93% of the children are on subsidized lunches. 93%. First year, 3rd grade test, 29% passed. Second year, 45. Third year, 54. Fourth year, 85. It is an insult to the poor children of this country to say that they are incapable of academically rigorous success. It is wrong.